and welcome to Launch. I'm your host, Devon Reardon, along with my co-host, Bill Henry. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Great, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, doing super. You know, we're testing the limits of technology today since our studio's in Atlanta. I'm in Las Vegas. Bill's on his way to Minneapolis. You know, our studio's in Atlanta, and our guest is also in Marietta, Georgia. So it's going to be an interesting interview today. Bill, you know, on Launch, we feature innovators, entrepreneurs, and related industries, providing our listeners with the opportunity to learn from the successes and the failures of launching an idea and the journey that follows. You know, this morning we're going to be featuring Susan Smith, founder of Poochie Packs. You know, Susan's an Atlanta native. She's an avid pet lover. She currently lives in Marietta, Georgia with her latest rescue Poochie named Lily. In addition, Susan's also the president of All Fives Training and Consulting. This entity provides private sales, customer service, leadership training, and consulting for the real estate suite industry. The company's got one primary customer and serves as executive director for the Alliance Academy. Susan Smith is executive director of the Alliance Academy, which is a 17-year-old veteran of the office business center industry. And throughout her career, she's opened 20 business centers, developed proprietary OBC software and systems, as well as managed, mentored, and trained hundreds of team members to strive to be the best they can. Susan's passion for training has gained her the position of Director of Training Development for two of the largest business center operators in the U.S. Susan, welcome to the Launch Hour.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate you allowing me to be with you today.
Well, tell us about Poochie Packs, Susan. What exactly is it?
Thank you, Ron. I'd love to share it. Poochie Packs is a high-fashion designer bag for that pet owner who's looking for a stylish carry-all for everything that they need when you're walking, training, and traveling with your dog. It gives pet owners easy access to treat training, which is important when you're training a dog through positive reinforcement. You have a few seconds in order to capture and reward that behavior. It also has a proprietary compartment for you to pull out the dog poop bags and a discreet and convenient area for you to deposit that pet waste. And it's all where no one can see what's going on, so you're not walking around with a grocery bag or a poop bag. So it looks like a high-fashion Italian purse. It also encourages pet owners to keep our environment clean. We have a responsibility to clean up pet waste, and so many people don't because they feel kind of silly walking around with those bags. So through our waste bag dispenser and discreet disposal compartment, people can look fashionable and still take responsibility for training their dog and keeping our environment clean.
That's really something. It kind of reminds me of one time when I was taking my lunch to where I worked. My wife put it into a plain old bag from the grocery store, and I kind of looked at it, and I looked at her, and I said, you know, this is really not an executive bag. And, of course, she laughed, and then we went out and got a little bit more fashionable black bag that fit in more with the corporate environment. So how did you come up with the idea? Was it something that you needed?
Yeah, absolutely. My last rescue dog, Lily, got her from the Humane Society and was taking her to obedience training directly from work, so I was in a suit. And you have to have access to treats and dog bags and a place to put your keys and cell phone. And so I went on a mission to find me a bag, and I couldn't find anything out there except something that might be in plastic or in canvas and something that really didn't match my Chanel suit. So I commissioned a friend of mine who makes purses to make me a bag so I could feel good about walking my dog and having a place to put the items. So we started on some prototypes and made one for myself, and then everybody started liking the bag, so I just went on a mission to start finding someone to help me make this product available to the entire market.
Okay. Well, what about funding? I mean, did you get funding up front, or did you self-fund? How did that work?
You learn from your mistakes, Ron, that's for certain. I decided that I would bootstrap this and you know, started using 401k and savings, and you know, any inventor knows that you have to go through a lot of manufacturers to get the prototypes done, and that's the most expensive part of getting a product to the market. So I've bootstrapped it up to this point and have been working on this project at night, so because I do have a day job. And but luckily, as of this week, I believe that I have secured some funding from a celebrity promoter out there, Marlon Campbell. He's a business partner and a celebrity spokesperson that has seen my product, believes in my product, and is now going to give me the funds to make sure that this product is out there in the market so everyone can enjoy it.
Wow, that sounds...
How long have you been working on it? Oh, sorry. How long have you been working on it, Susan?
Oh, I've been working on it probably for about 3.5 years. I do a lot of international travel, which prevents me from being home and focusing on it. But now it's time to make the dream a reality. So we've recently launched the website. We've been making it available and just really have to get out there and start promoting it. So it seems like forever. My friends are tired about hearing about Poochie Packs. They want to be able to buy Poochie Packs. So it's been a long road, but definitely well worth it.
Yeah, I've always heard that it takes years to be an overnight success.
Yes, I'm a living testament to that.
Okay. Well, what was the worst mistake you made that our listeners might be able to avoid?
Gosh, Ron, I've made so many mistakes, and my father always said you have to share your mistakes so other people can learn. Not in a lifetime to make it yourself. My big mistake was taking the word of people who said that they were experts to give me advice. My father also always said that, any information that you receive from someone, you really do have to validate it from three sources because you just can't take someone at face value. So I made mistakes like have a series of 7 bags before I enter the market. Well, in hindsight, I don't. I needed to start with 1 bag, make that a success, and slowly add to my line. So I guess in a nutshell is seek the advice of others, but validate that from other sources before you waste your time, money, and energy on something that doesn't help your business plan or your product at all.
Yeah, for certain, because a lot of times an expert is somebody from out of town with a clipboard, you know.
Yeah, these days you can just claim you're an expert, and especially on the Internet, and it must be true, right?
That's true. Must be true. So why is it important for dog owners to clean up after their pets?
Well, there's so much bacteria that's contained in the pet waste, and that waste that's not picked up, it filters into our water system, which contaminates our water, which should be on everyone's mind, especially after the oil spill that we're all going through with right now here in the world. And if you've ever been out walking and you step in one, you'll know how mad you get and wish somebody would take responsibility, for that. And you think about young children running around with their bare feet, and there's just so many things that they can be contaminated with just by stepping and being around that. So first of all, it's a responsibility for the environment, and second of all, it's a responsibility to your parks and to your neighbors to take the step and clean up after your dog.
Boy, I agree with that because, like I said, you hate to step into stuff like that.
Exactly.
Well, obviously, a lot of inventors that I talk to, well, the first thing they say is, hey, we've got no competition. Obviously, you've got competition. There's other products out there. Really, how does your product differ from the others on the market?
Good question. I'm always searching out there for other products and ideas that are similar to mine because, as an inventor, I want to challenge my designs. And I have a wall of competitors here in my office, and basically they function for the dog, and they don't combine the owner's personal items as well. The products out there are made of plastic. They're made of a very cheap vinyl, and it's something that I just wouldn't feel comfortable wearing. I want something that's nice, that's discreet, and so the difference is basically in the design and the fact that that a woman's going to feel good about wearing our products because they also double as a purse. So you don't have to worry about being prepared. Everything is there for you when you run into the house and to grab your dog. So there's new products out there that are always coming, but I haven't found one that has the functionality and just the fashion design that's offered with Poochie Packs.
Okay, so just a little bit more upscale, and what I heard you say is that the other folks' products are focused on the dog and not the dog's owner.
Right. So mine combines the best of both worlds. You have everything you need for the dog. You can put water bowls and treats and anything that you might need, but I also have access to everything that I need. My specialized cell phone compartment makes it easy for you to grab it. The proprietary waste bags make sure that you always have one quickly to grab. So Competition is good. I like the competition. I want people to, you know, to see what's out there, and I think there's enough room in the market for everyone.
Susan, what does your product retail for?
The Tier 1 products are retailing starting at $99, and then they go on up to around $200. So initially, we've gone with the high fashion, high design.
Okay.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, with it being high fashion, high design, you know, it really sounds kind of like a boutique item more than anything else. But have you considered celebrity endorsements?
You know, that's an excellent question. With the partnership of Marlon Campbell, who has worked closely with Whitney Houston, TJ Boz, there's just so many celebrities out there that he's involved with. He also does screenwriting and movie producing. So he and I are collaborating on providing specialty products to many celebrities out there, giving the products away, asking, you know, their opinion, see if we can follow them on Twitter, and also putting them in the movies. You'll see, you know, you have Apple who promotes in the movies, and so we're going to try and promote it that way as well.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Twitter. Are you using online social media to promote your business?
Absolutely, and I think any business out there that's not embracing social media is way behind the game. You know, you think about, you know, 20 years ago when the Internet was available, well, actually 1994, everybody thought it was just for geeks out there. But now, who doesn't use the Internet every day and who doesn't have a website? I think it's the same way with social media. People now are motivated by, they don't trust advertisements, but they trust referrals of friends. So I've been using Twitter, and I'm very excited. I'm tweeting every day about important things to train your dog, and I'm very excited about the number of followers that have joined us. I'm still trying to get Cesar Millan, who's known as the Dog Whisperer, but I'll get him soon. But I'm using LinkedIn, I'm using Facebook, I'm using Dogspace, Dogster, any way that I can to promote the product and to get some positive press going. So it's working for me, and I think it's just something steady, and you just have to be consistent when you're approaching a social media marketing campaign.
Okay, well, I know that after this program's over, I'll start following you on Twitter, so you'll have one more.
That sounds great. I'll follow you as well, and I'll look forward to your tweets.
Okay. You actually have two.
Okay, great.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good. Well, Susan, I mean, I always say that you always have to eat your own dog food as part of a new launch and everything. Do you use your own product?
Absolutely. I love my product. I walk my dog twice a day. We go to the park three or four times a day, and I get excited when people are stopping me and asking me what the product is, and I let them try it on. I'll go to the park, and people will just kind of look at me kind of funny, especially when I take that waste and I put it into this bag because it looks so nice, but the inside is a washable lining, so you don't have to worry about, you know, anything getting inside your bag. So, yes, I use it every day. There's so many different styles that I don't get bored with it. I've got them right by my door when I walk out the door, and I've got one in my car as well. So you're absolutely right. Sometimes, you know, those who don't teach or those who don't sell. But, I designed the product for me, and now I'm hoping that everyone else will benefit and love it just as much as I love mine.
Yeah. Well, I know that the pet industry is just an absolutely huge industry. I forget, you know, what the size of it was, but I remember seeing an article in Newsweek several years ago that talked about, you know, how big it was and how it's continuing to grow. So you're obviously in the right space, that's for sure.
Absolutely. The pet industry is one of the few industries that is projected to grow for 2010. And when you think about more and more people are deciding not to have children, they're having pets to kind of fill that void, or they're waiting until later in their career to have children. So pets really do bring in that love and companionship, and people spend more on their pets than they do sometimes on their own children. So, you know, they'll forego something for themselves, but will buy something for their dogs and for their other pets. So I do believe it's a growing industry, and it's one that everybody's so passionate about because everyone loves their pets and want to talk about their pets. So I think it's a good, solid business that you can definitely count on.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated as to how folks, you know, come up with a product that, that meets their needs, and then it kind of other people see it and expand. I don't know if you're familiar with the product for dogs called Doggles.
It's yes.
Sunglasses for dogs. As I remember how that story goes, you know, I think the owners owned a Labrador Retriever or a dog similar to that. And they come out into the bright sunlight, and the husband and wife put their sunglasses on. They look at their dog, and the dog's squinting, and they're like, that dog has eyes too. And so they end up, you know, creating some sunglasses for their dog. And then I walk in, and somebody sees it and says, "Where'd you get that?" And he says, "Well, we made it." And they says, "Well, can you make one for us?" And now you can go to their website, and it's an absolutely huge business with very fashionable sunglasses for all kind of size dogs.
Exactly. It's amazing what you see out there. You see dog strollers. You see boots, you know, for your dogs. We're very definitely passionate about our animals. And I haven't bought sunglasses for my dogs, but I do have a friend. I ride motorcycles, and I have a friend that has a little Yorkie, and this Yorkie loves to ride on the motorcycles. And he has goggles. He has a leather jacket. You know, he's got a little helmet. It's just amazing what we'll do to satisfy our dogs. They never needed sunglasses in the past, did they?
No. I mean, I grew up with two little dachshunds, and, of course, they didn't have sunglasses. And that's the only thing we bought for those dogs is for Christmas, you know, every year we would buy this product called Dog Yummies. I don't even know if that product still exists. But it was a little treat for dogs, and they really wolfed them down and loved them. But they only got it at Christmas time. Now, you know, buying stuff for pets is a year-round business.
Absolutely. I went to the grocery store yesterday to pick up milk and bread, and I decided to pick up some treats for my dogs. And, you know, $80 later, I walk away with milk, bread, and dog treats. So I spent more on my dog at the grocery store than I did myself. So, yeah, yep. It's quite bizarre.
Yeah, whenever I'm in the grocery store, I'm always scanning and looking for stuff. And one time I'm in the ice cream area, and I see that there's ice cream for dogs. And I'm like, ice cream for dogs? And then somebody told me that dogs were lactose intolerant, so they need a very special ice cream. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's actually, you know, several versions of ice cream just for dogs.
That's funny. I wonder if they make it like squirrel flavor or dirt flavor.
I don't know. Looking forward on the future of Poochie Packs, what new ideas or products are on the horizon for Poochie Packs?
I'm so excited about the new product lines that we're working on. With the partnership of Marlon Campbell, it gives me the additional funds that I need to introduce a product line that can be affordable for everyone. You know, one thing about the Poochie Packs is not a lot of people can afford $100 for a bag or $200 for a bag. So we're currently designing products that are going to be more affordable, and they're going to be in the $30 to $35 range. And we're currently contacting PetSmart and Target and working with them on an exclusive design that will be able to reach the masses, because I do believe that everyone would want this type of product if we can put it into their budget. We'll still have the high-end bags, but we want to make it affordable. So first thing is to take our products and make them more affordable. But there's so many ideas as dog carriers and other products, some proprietary things that I can't share right now. But we're going to come out with a full product line and partner with a lot of companies out there that I have met through you and through some of the other associations to start promoting each other together. So you got to keep back and check that Poochie Packs website often, because new products and some crazy products are going to be on the horizon very soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always interested in how things develop over time. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of the nail polish called Hard Candy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, many years ago I saw, you know, an article about this young lady that had basically she bought existing nail polish, and she mixed them, okay, different colors to get a very strange color, and then she repackaged them and called them a very strange name, and the name of her product line was Hard Candy. And as I was following the story, you know, she had it in little bitty boutiques and things like that, and then finally the business got so big she had to hire a retired CEO to run the company for her. And I read this article maybe 5-6 years ago, and so I was in Walmart a couple of weeks ago, and I'm in the cosmetics area with my wife, and I'm looking up, and all of a sudden here's a whole, you know, shelf display of Hard Candy nail polish. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's progressed to the point that now she's in Walmart, okay?
And, right.
I don't think Poochie Packs will ever be, you know, in Walmart. I don't know. But it sounds like it's really, you've got things mapped out to really expand the line.
Yeah, we're trying. As you know, everything takes about 20 times longer than what you think. But I believe with my new partnership with Marlin, I can now focus 100% and not do this, you know, at night while you're, you know, after dinner. So I think focusing on that, and I'm definitely not opposed to being in Walmart and to Target and you know, wherever the best place to reach the market. And I'll also be looking for that hard candy because I remember, you know, when I worked in Atlanta, there was a lady who would go door-to-door selling her homemade juices. And that was probably 15 years ago. And I was overseas last week. I was in the Czech Republic. And I saw her homemade juices in one of their grocery stores. And it really renewed my faith in my product, that if you just stay with it and you believe in your product, you know, you get the advice that you need and you stay focused on your mission, then success is inevitable.
Yeah.
One of the other things you mentioned, Susan, that I think is really important is the way you network, and you don't try to do it all yourself. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know what I don't know. You know, I'm not a manufacturer. Before this, I was, you know, training and consulting. I was in real estate. So to go from that to a pet line, I'm kind of out of my element. So, you know, joining groups like the Inventors Association, I have other networks that I draw on. I just realized not to take everyone's advice at face value, to take it, research it, make an educated decision. But I try and get as much information as I can out there. And, you know, word of mouth is the best advertising out there. So, you know, as much networking as I can do, then I'll be out there pounding the pavement and spreading the word about these Poochie Packs.
Yeah, because it's really important to team up with folks that can assist you in those other areas because it can really speed up the process. The American Bar Association put out a pamphlet on for entrepreneurs, and one of the lines in there that really got my attention is they said there's two areas that entrepreneurs really severely underestimate, and that's how much time is it going to take and how much money is it going to take to really get the business launched.
You know what? I agree with that. I'd say about 5 years ago, I had a someone that offered to invest in my company. They were going to give me, you know, $10,000. And at the time, I was like, you know what? I don't want to give away any ownership of my company. I want to do this on my own. And, you know, in hindsight, I should have taken that advice and not be so strong-willed and think I can do everything on my own. Because you're right. It does. Everything takes, you know, so much time and so much money. But, you know, if you don't think about that and you just focus on what your product does and why it's important, then I just believe that, you know, that it'll all work out.
Okay. Well, Susan, how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about Poochie Packs?
Great. I'd love to hear from everyone. Our website is www.poochiepacks.com, and that's POOCHIEPAX, kind of like Spanx. Sarah Blakely was a role model for me, and her business model has helped me with my marketing, and I like how she branded that company name. So we've actually trademarked the company name, and you can also reach me at 404-847-4737. So we'd love for you to check out our bags, buy our bags, or call me with ideas and suggestions that you might have. I'd love to hear from your listeners.
Okay, well, thanks for being on the show today, Susan. Our listeners have really got some great nuggets and learnings that they can use in their launch and their journey.
Great. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Okay. Well, it's been another great show, Bill.
I think it has been too, Ron. And even with our little glitch, we'll become more national.
That's correct. Well, tune in each week at the same time to listen live or go to our website, thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com, to listen at your convenience. Until next week, I'm Ron Reardon with my co-host, Bill McHenry, signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.